Clayton Salvavis Sharachuva. Okay, I just want to briefly touch on what we ended with yesterday. We touched on the subject of Averis, where tshuva doesn't get you all the way in terms of kapara. There are Averis that tshuva doesn't complete the process. The more severe Averis, Nisa Medei Shamayim and up. And we saw from the Chavis Alvavis that it doesn't mean that such people are excluded from tshuva. Rather, it means that there's still more involved. But Hashem is already, you changed the reality. Hashem will now be working with you to mitigate the punishment. So therefore, A, the punishment is commuted from Olam Haba to Olam Hazeh. And B, it takes the form of Yisur. The way the Chavis Alvavis put it is Mekel Ansha. Hashem takes down the punishment. It takes the form of Yisur. Meaning, Yisurim are there to help. One of the purposes of Yisurim, I mean, there are quite a number of purposes of Yisurim, but one of the purposes of Yisurim is for those Averis that we may have transgressed, that Tshuva doesn't get you all the way. So, Yisurim are there. It's Hashem's way of commuting the punishment. Like we said, his lashon was nichnas bekas hatzadik. This person is already classed as a tzaddik now, and Hashem is now actively commuting the punishment. So that's why, in a general way, it's always a good idea. It is really one piece of the big sugya of Yisurim, but to appreciate that Yisurim are a chesed, and to accept them as that, because if we're just in the very narrow discussion at hand, they can be something very valuable in terms of relieving us of much greater punishment. You get very, very good deals. A little bit of Yisurim in Olam Hazeh goes a very, very, very far way to wiping things off your slate in the next world. So it's important to remember that. I want to make a comment in this context, and that is that when people undergo something serious, it's often for the conscientious person will more naturally, you know, think in terms of how does Hashem want me to relate to this, etc. Kalila, we shouldn't go through such things, but people are generally. Conscientious people, even though it's a struggle, will be on the mindset, will be on that track of thinking, why is Hashem doing this? What is the significance of it? How am I supposed to relate to it? Meaning, why? There's two types of whys. Why is an indignant why? How could Hashem do this to someone like me? Right? But then there's the why as in, what does Hashem want? That's how we would like to think. We would like to think of ourselves as being in that latter category. What is it that Hashem wants here? But I want to also comment that apply it not just to those kinds of Yisurim, but also to the much smaller Yisurim, the minor irritants, the aggravating experience that we have throughout the day that we don't think about along those terms. We just get frustrated. It's not big enough to really start thinking, why would Hashem be doing this? But we might be giving up valuable opportunities. Right? Chazal tell us that it's to the extent of...
There's a very common... people are aware of this.
Oh, okay. So Rabbi Moshe is saying that people do.
I think that the tzibur is very aware.
Good, good, good. Adrab. If you're saying people are aware, then Adrab. Let's join them. Let's join them. And so that's the thing. We want to be. There's a lot of value in that. But you don't want. I had a young relative of mine, a young little girl. My mother asked her once, do you know what Gamzul Toiva means? Something came up, she said, Gamzul Toiva. My mother asked her, do you know what Gamzul Toiva means? She said, yeah, it means, oh, well. It is a 6 or 7 year old girl. So, you know, Baruch Hashem is a way of saying, I'm feeling fine, or I'm not in the mood to discuss it right now, right? So kapara sovainas, on the contrary, if we're aware, we're aware. I'm just reminding us to be aware, to realize that this is actually something of true value and to keep mindful of it, yeah, throughout the different irritating, frustrating, aggravating, upsetting experiences throughout the day that don't necessarily really make the grade of what we would call yisurim. It's just annoyances. To really realize by relating to each of these things and seeing Hashem doing it and with a purpose for my good, first of all, it makes you a lot more, it'll very, very much upgrade your consciousness, your awareness of, and your relationship with Hashem. But besides that, you'll be gaining a lot of very valuable kapara. And I'm just reiterating that kapara is really only one of the functions, one of the benefits of Yisurim. Not all Yisurim are kapara. Meaning, I don't mean to say every all Yisurim can be kapara. But there can be other purposes also of Yisurim. It's not our subject right now. But just in the very, very basic understanding that from the most minor irritations, to relate to them as something from Hashem, and just to accept them in a way of Hashem. I know that there's a lot, without getting into the full depth of it, I know that there's great benefit in Yisurim. I understand that this is why you're giving me this. You want to give me some of that benefit, and therefore I'm accepting it. Therefore I'm accepting it. A question from the Bari.
We don't know the reason for what he wants from us. It's not for kapara. Then we don't know the message is.
So Rabbi Arya is...
What do you want from us?
Oh, so I said we're not getting into the depths of it now, but Rabbi Arya doesn't buy that. Rabbi Arya has to get into the depths of it. I don't blame him. So let's take it. We will give this another couple of minutes. Let's take this a little bit further. The question here is, so what... It would seem that in order to relate to it correctly, you have to know why is it happening? So... to really figure out why something is happening, to really know for a fact why something is happening, we can pretty much say as a rule, it's beyond us. Okay? Unless, you have the person you like to go to who can tell you exactly what and why and which name you should change and whatever. But in a general way, we can say that to know exactly why is beyond us, yet Chazal give us pretty clear guidelines as to how to relate. We'll call it, it's almost very... I call it a Shulchan Aruch about how to relate, how to respond, how to figure out what Hashem does want from you, even though we're saying that you can't fully get to that. So we have Klal. Chazal tell us that step number one is you think to yourself, what might this be a wake-up call for? What in my life requires improvement? That's the way to respond to Yisur. That is the Jewish response to Yisur. So that's number one. And if you found something, so you don't have to start figuring out, well, does it add up in terms of the midah, keneged midah? Sometimes there is a clear midah, keneged midah. Very clearly see something, but we don't necessarily ride on that. Meaning, it's not always so clear. Sometimes something is just a general, it's a wake-up call. There are things that bear improvement. And if we take it that way, we are already profiting. We're profiting from the Yisur, right? Now, the Gemara then goes on to discuss what happens if you couldn't find anything. So I don't know how relevant that is. Usually the rule is that if you don't find anything, then you need help looking, right? One place to start is your spouse. Help you find things. But whatever the case is, we might say in a general way, a person who doesn't find anything, especially if it takes them about a minute or two to reach that conclusion, we say, well, man, you get bichlal not in the parsha of looking, right? A lot of times, I know that I go to look for a esrogim, right? I'm always in the schus of doing this in Reb Mordechai's house. It takes a little bit of time before you really get into really looking at them. Meaning, you look at an esrog, you're not really yet seeing it. You need to look a little bit first before you actually start seeing. There are things to improve. Now, the Gemara says, if you couldn't find anything, yitle b'bitul Torah, then attribute it to Bitul Torah. Bitul Torah, the Netziv gives this implication, but it really makes a lot of sense, is really representative. What's the concept of Bitul Torah? Bitul Torah is something that there's always room to grow. There's always room to be doing more, right? There are areas where there are things that you're doing wrong. Concrete. This is you're doing wrong. You shouldn't be doing that. You have to change it. Okay. Then there is a very, very gray area of, could I be doing more? And is that a taina against me? And I'm not doing everything that I should be doing. So Yitla Bibitla Taira is basically coming and telling us, look at the areas where perhaps you could be doing better. It's like a more refined level of Yifash Besh B'masa. And then it says that if you couldn't find, if that also is not, I don't know, who's the person who's going to come and say, no, in all those areas, like Mittel Taira, when it comes to Taira learning, there's just nothing to add. Like I am maxed. But apparently Chazal didn't recognize such a reality. And they said, then it's already Yisur Mishal Alva. But you know what? Even though I think we can allow ourselves to say that we will already find, we'll already find our purpose somewhere along that road. We'll find something to improve. We'll find areas where we can add. Still, let's understand the concept of Yisur Mishal Alva in a basic way, because that also is relevant to us. So here is where we come and say, that sometimes the Yisurim will be for some Avera that, like we said before, this is what we're discussing. A few different takes on what Yisurim Shel Ava is. It could be that, yes, there is some Avera that still requires more cleansing. And here, you don't even necessarily need to know which Avera it is. You just tell Hashem, Hashem, if you're doing this, I don't know exactly what the benefit is, but this is 101. This is that same Gemara. It's all Sugya of Kabbalah Yisurim in Brachas. You want to get the benefit of Yisurim without knowing exactly what it is. Yekablein be'ahava, right? To be mekabel be'ahava. You say, I don't know necessarily why. I don't know what exactly. It doesn't have to make a difference. Again, don't skip the stage of Yifash Besh B'masav. Then you might be missing the point. Yifash Besh B'masav do. But beyond that, you don't have to know exactly what and why in order to get the benefit. 101 is, Hashem, you're doing this. I'm accepting. Accepting doesn't preclude trying to alleviate it. People get confused with that. It sounds confusing. But we'll take a simple case. You have a bad headache. So you say, well, should I accept it or should I take a painkiller? The two are not a conflict. You take a painkiller and you accept whatever aggravation you're going through. Hashem wants you to take steps to alleviate whatever problem you have. But it's not going to alleviate it immediately. Right? You're taking the painkiller. It's going to take 15 minutes, half hour for it to kick in. There's still aggravation that you're experiencing in the course of trying to alleviate. So do both. It's not so hard to comprehend that, yes, I'm taking steps to alleviate it, but whatever I'm going through at the time, I'm not kicking against. Meaning what I am experiencing, I'm accepting willingly. While at the same time, I'm taking steps to alleviate it. It doesn't have to be so... so difficult to put the two together. Whatever the case is, the next step of Yisurim Shel Ava, there's another level of it, and that is the opportunities that are afforded to you to be operating. I'll give an example instead of trying to put it into abstract terms. Look at one example. I have a person, given this example in the past, person who's very good at Sefer Panim Yafes, greets people with a very nice smile. Okay, then you have a very severe toothache. Okay, it becomes much more challenging to greet people with a smile when you have a very severe toothache, right? So now Hashem is basically coming and telling you, you are very good at Sefer Panim Yafes. In fact, maybe you even reached the maximum. So you know what I'm doing now? I'm making it tough for you now so that you move into a higher league. It's like the Olympic runner, right? After his trainer, you know, when he masters, he's able to jump over a thing this high. So the trainer doesn't make a l'chaim. What does he do? He puts something this high. He said, one minute, you want me to succeed? I'm succeeding. Why do you have to go mess things up? No, I want you to do even better. So I said, let me see you doing Sefer Panim Yafes now when I've hired the stakes like this. And here you move into the realm of Pamachas Betzar Yisrael Kiyosha Leibetzar. The more you have to push, the more you have to push against, the greater the schar is. So Hashem is actually giving you a raise. He gave you a promotion, a more difficult job with a higher salary. But now it becomes more difficult to go out to Minyan, right? Because Hashem said, you're very good about going to Minyan. I want to give you a promotion. I'm giving you a harder going to Minyan job with a higher salary. You have to work harder. So this is another aspect of Yisurim Shel Ava. It's giving you the opportunity to do whatever the area of avoid that's going to challenge with more difficulty, and thereby to be getting more schar. What's the equation? I have to take it very seriously, because saying it's 100 times as much. Therefore, a person might feel like the yisurim are pulling him down, but if you're pushing against it, and you're only operating at, let's say, 50%, okay? You're only operating at 50%. So lamaisa, you're making 50 times as much schar as when you were operating at 100% without the yisurim, right? That's the math, right? Because pamachas b'sayu tzum v'neshalei b'tzah. So if you're put into a trying situation, now you feel like, look, I dropped. Well, you're 50% of what I usually do. No. You're doing a lot more. It's mamish like the train, the Olympic guy, right? The Olympic, whatever it is, he's jumping. He's having a harder time now. He's not clearing it every single time, but he's operating at a much higher level. These are some of the concepts behind relating to Yisurim. So that's a partial answer to Rav Aryeh's educated question. Okay, we'll stop here. We still have to get to the question about women with the things that you can do instead of Yisurim. I didn't forget.
Thank you.